that old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak, as they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will
to this world with everything I have, but I feel the weight of what it brings and the hurt that tries to grab. The many trials that seem to never end, His word declares this truth, that we will enter in this rest with wonders anew. But I hold on to this hope, promise that He brings. There will be.
And good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. And we welcome you here live this April 14th, 2018. And we'll bring the men on. Good morning, Brother Jason. And do we have you there, Jason?
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Sorry about that. And good morning, John.
Good morning.
And we say good morning to you, the remnant. We'll have the phone lines open. Lots going on. Every day it is something new, you know. But beautiful sunrise this morning. And every day His promises are new for each and every one of us. And every day His blessings are new for each and every one of us. We have to remember that. And greater is He that is for us than anything that will be against us. So, well, we'll have the phone lines open. John, we'll ask you to open us up in prayer.
Sure. Heavenly Father, we come before You this morning humbly, Lord, just seeking Your wisdom and guidance as to what it is that we're to speak about to inform Your people, the remnant, Lord. We ask that the Holy Spirit would work in a mighty way. Father, there's so much going on in the land right now. It's gone past the rattling of sabers. Not knowing exactly how to pray, Lord. We just pray in obedience, Lord, that your will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. But Father, we do pray for wisdom. We pray for discernment. We pray against the demonic forces of hell. Any spells, any witchcraft that may have been sent against the leaders of any of these countries, Lord. We cancel any satanic assignments, and we just forbid the enemy from operating in those that are in positions of authority's lives. And Father, we do plead the precious, holy, cleansing, healing, protective blood of the Lord Jesus Christ over all that are yours, Lord. All that are born again of the water and the Spirit. And even all of those who may not have yet had the scales removed from their eyes or their ears unstopped, as we still are in the 11th and 3/4 hour, Lord, we just pray, Father, that we would do what it is you put us on this earth to do, and that is to fulfill the Great Commission, to spread the true gospel of Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection throughout the land, and that you would give us those opportunities, Lord, just like your word says in Hebrews 1:14, that you've given us charge over angels. So, Father, it may take us a little while to get it figured out, but we're starting to get it figured out. We're getting smarter. We're using those ministering angels, Father, to reach out to those that can be brought to repentance, that will fall upon their face, cry out for forgiveness, and that you will bring out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of light. We call for warrior angels, Father, and guardian angels to protect those that are yours, Lord, those that seek to do your will, those that boldly proclaim, here I am, Lord, use me. What is it thou wouldest have thy servant do? And warrior angels, Father, to battle the demonic forces of hell, Leviathan, in the high places that seek to destroy all that is good, all that you've built. Father, we know that last night was a wake-up call, that it could have gone one of two ways, Lord, as things escalate to one level before nuclear war, Lord, as DEFCON 2 is pretty much the step right before the buttons get pushed. Father, I pray that your people who are called by your name would heed these warnings, that they would even now fall upon their knees and just cry out for grace and mercy, and that you would remember grace and mercy in your wrath. You told us to pray that way, Lord, so we do. We ask that you remember grace and mercy in your wrath for those that are yours. Continue to guide and direct us. Give us wisdom and understanding. Show us, Lord, through the power of the Holy Spirit, what it is that you would have us to do. But, Father, we know first and foremost this is a spiritual warfare, and no political organization is going to solve it until we repent and turn from our wicked ways so that you do hear from heaven, forgive our sin, and heal the land. There is no solution. It's a spiritual solution that must be reached, and it cannot be reached without repentance. So, Father, we ask that that revival, Lord, that was started, this wave of repentance, Lord, would spread like a wildfire all across the country, and that this, our people, would heed this warning and come to that place where they need to repent and turn to you. Father, we give you all the praise and all the glory for all the truth that you've revealed to this ministry over the years. We thank you for our pastor who served tirelessly for 33 plus years. Father, one of the most profound things that he ever said was he never had a bad thing happen to him. That from a man who from his childhood experienced heartache and pain and suffering, but he knew that it was all in a refining and a testing to see if he had what it takes to be a prophet and to stand for your kingdom. So, Father, we ask that you give us just a little bit of that wherewithal that he had, Lord, a little bit of the guts, a little bit of the courage, Father, that we could stand in the face of the enemy and boldly proclaim no king but King Jesus. So today we just ask that you guide and direct us, give us wisdom and understanding as to what it is that you would have us to speak about. We thank you for your grace and your mercy last night, Father, in thwarting what could have been the beginning of the end. We give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Folks, of course, what John's talking about is that the good old USA launched missiles into Syria. I heard it was over 100, and that's because of the word on the street is that Assad has gassed and killed 50 of his people. And I guess we don't think that's enough, so we're going to kill some more of his people. That's kind of how it lays out, it seems like. But a scripture verse, Matthew 24, came to mind, and it was the disciples asking Jesus about the events of the day and what was going on. Just a couple verses here. Matthew 24, we'll start in verse 3. It says, "As he," meaning Jesus, "was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, 'Tell us, when will these things happen, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?' And Jesus answered and said to them, 'See to it that no one misleads you.'" Boy, that would be, if that was the only command that people obeyed, at least from other people, that would sure be a good one, wouldn't it? "See that no one misleads you. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will mislead many. You will be hearing of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not frightened, for these things must take place, but that is not yet the end. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and in various places there will be famines and earthquakes. But all these things are merely the beginning of birth pangs." And we have seen these things in the physical. You know, we grew up, you see Feed the Children and Feed Starving Africa, and we have seen famines in that part of the world. We have seen famines in Eastern Europe. Pre-World War II, World War II, after that, we still see famines today. The earthquakes, had one off California, 2 weeks ago? Another big one there in that Pacific Rim. And we see these things happening. And then it goes on, verse 9 says, "Then." So we're seeing these things that Jesus prophesied about and told would happen. "Then they will deliver you to tribulation and will kill you, and you will be hated by all nations because of my name." And I think we're seeing that as well. We have seen where the glory that was once this nation has been turned to shame. And it's because we have fallen away from our God.
Yeah, we also have to remember, though, that this is the month of April, and April 15th, or right around that time, is typically a time of blood sacrifice for the enemy, and has been for as many years as the U.S. has been around, as far as I can tell.
Yes.
And but it does appear that reports are 103 missiles were launched, mostly Tomahawk missiles, probably mostly from the destroyer Donald Cook, but Russia's claiming that I think 73 of them were shot down. The U.S. is saying it was, you know, strategic, just to target chemical weapons facilities and research facilities. And although I believe there was weapons launched at Syrian bases that were not Russia controlled. Also during the week, though, it was reported that most, if not all, of Assad's Air Force and military defenses were moved to Russia bases, because I think the U.S. was at least smart enough to know not to attack anything that was Russia, at least in this first round. But the fact that we have, you know, a whole fleet of military, Navy military heading that way, Air Force aircraft carriers, and I mean, the most that we've sent since the Iraq War, leads me to believe that last night may not be the only skirmish. So although we've received a reprieve, in my opinion, it may be short-lived and temporary. So
yeah, had British Prime Minister Theresa May, of course, the England and France, you know, joined in, at least in word, and she says, this is what she says, and you know, with the teachings that the pastor's given us, you can just see the doublespeak. You can see the esoteric as well as the hidden message, as well as the exoteric, the external, the, you know, just what she's saying here. Just a quick quote. She says, this is not about intervening in a civil war. It is not about regime change. It's about a limited and targeted strike that does not further escalate tensions in the region and that does everything possible to prevent civilian casualties. And while this action is specifically about deterring the Syrian regime, see, it's not about regime change, but we want to deter the regime. It will also send a clear signal to anyone else who believes they can use chemical weapons with impunity. And see, that just the wording of that is it's like a theory. It is about regime change. It is about getting involved with their war.
Well, they have to remember too, during the Obama Nation administration, several things happened. Mainly, our military has been decimated over the last 20 years. Also, the fact that when the Obama administration and Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State, we went into Libya and we toppled their government. Killed their president, Gaddafi. And the next place was Syria. And if I remember right, it was the exposing of Benghazi that caused us to refrain from trying to remove Assad. Now, this was before Russia was fortified in that country. And so Hillary stepped down as the Secretary of State. But the goal was, and I believe still is, with Libya, by disrupting these countries, what do? We create these mass migrations of illegal aliens, asylum seekers, you know, or whatever they call them, war refugees, all, you know, whatever term they want to use. But what has it done? It's fulfilling the invasion of Joel, and Europe has taken it, you know, many times harder than we have, because I think it's just the grace of God, to be honest with you, that has not allowed this country to be completely overrun, although we've sustained significant damage from the foreigners that have been let into this country. It's nowhere near what's happening in Europe. But remember what happened just a week ago was the president declared that we're pulling all of our troops out of Syria. Well, I got news for you. The warmongers, that's not what the warmongers are planning. That's not what the globalists are planning. They're planning, no, we're causing disruption. We're going to topple Syria. We're going to take Assad down, and we're going to cause Syrian refugees to need asylum. That's what I see. What do you think, Jason?
No, I agree 100%. That's exactly what I was going to say. I mean, it's that's right where we're at. You know, you look at what's going on, and it's one of the ones I've looked at several headlines. Russian admiral threatens U.S. warship in Syria with torpedo attack, and the saber rattle just continues, but it's gone beyond that. And one thing that we got to realize too is we really have no idea what they're telling us and what they're letting out. What they've destroyed, where the targets are, who the targets are, you know, we can decipher somewhat of it and figure some of it out, but at the same time, a lot of times what happens in war is we don't find out until 10 years later what happened.
Yeah, that's true. Well, supposedly, I was up real early this morning. For spiritual reasons as well as to try to find as much information as I could about this before we met on the radio. But from what I understand, Russian forces were not affected. And, you know, here's the other thing, too.
That's pretty much what I found. That's what I came to the conclusion on as well.
Right. But, see, that doesn't mean... I mean, still, a skirmish like this is not going to help relations with Russia. That's one thing for sure. They're going to continue to develop everything that they can. The other thing I heard was now they're going to move like the S-300 defense system, which is the latest and greatest as far as Russia into Syria to defend their the Russian military bases. But... what was I going to say? I think I lost my train of thought. Sorry about that.
Well, yeah. Syria's been in a civil war itself, and then of course you've got the Russians coming in on one side, and I think it was mentioned Wednesday night. You know that they're one of the few countries left that are not tied over into the central banking system, but they've certainly had their own internal struggles as well.
Yeah, I still can't remember what I was going to talk about. is one thing that's interesting that I did see was, according to a story back in November of 2014, the U.S. State Department acknowledged that the crew of the destroyer, the USS Donald Cook, okay, now that's the same destroyer that they basically set up to fire Tomahawk missiles in right now in 2018. So this was back in 2014 in the Obamanation administration, had been gravely demoralized back in April of 2014 after their ship was flown over in the Black Sea by a Russian Su-24, a fighter jet carrying only electronic warfare equipment, no bombs, no missiles. According to the story, as the Russian jet approached the destroyer, its electronic warfare device called the Kilobini disabled all radars, control circuits, system information transmission, and weapon systems, as if we're simply put completely shutting down the Donald Cook via a TV remote. And then the Su-24 then proceeded to launch a simulated missile attack against the literally deaf, blind, and defenseless Donald Cook, reporting the same maneuver 12 times before flying away. And I think the fact that we didn't do anything about that back in 2014, the reality is the Obama administration let Russia fortify Syria. We know that for a fact.
Yeah, I agree. And it's, what do? You got to pray for wisdom going through this. We've just got to continue to pray for wisdom and, you know, be prepared. It's like, this could be the prophecies of Gog Magog coming against the United States. I don't know.
Yeah, but you know, here's the other thing too. Unfortunately, when you open your big mouth and you say certain things, you know, you're going to be held accountable for every word that comes out of your mouth. The Bible's clear about that. So, in order to save face, unless we wanted to be like the abomination, where you make threats, you draw red lines, and then you don't do anything about it, we almost had to do something based on what the representative of the United States said. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. Yeah.
That was the thought that I was, but I think that said, what happened last night was strategic. Supposedly, all I've heard was that there's a few casualties, that there hasn't even been any deaths. I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, I heard no casualties, but they said they struck, what, four different gas, you know, four different aspects of the of how they make poison gas over there. And what happens when those places are bombed? You know? You don't think gas is released there? But I don't guess they worry about that too much. Yeah, I saw a news report this morning, no casualties being reported.
Yeah, the thing that was concerning to me last night, it was widely reported, and I don't know that it's confirmed, but and I know for a fact that we were at DEFCON 3 last week, which means that the Air Force has to be ready to fly within 15 minutes. And what I had heard last night, somewhere around 10 o'clock Mountain Time, was that the U.S. worldwide, military worldwide, was told to go to DEFCON 2. Well, DEFCON 2, I think, is 7 minutes. The Air Force has to be ready to fly. And also, it's pretty much the step before nuclear war, because DEFCON 1 is the missiles are in the air. So I don't know if that's true or not, but the fact that if it did go to DEFCON 2, it just shows you how close we are. And you know, everybody says, oh, well, Russia's nothing. We could take Russia out. Yeah, we might be able to, but I got news for you. Once people start pushing buttons, it don't matter.
That's right.
And they even said, Russia said, you could take down, if all of our military goes down, all of our military leaders are taken out, or all of our strategic whatever, command posts, they said it's automatically, you know, set, and, you know, you don't know what to believe or whatever, but I don't doubt that. You really think that Putin will not let Russia fall again? I got news for you. He won't do it if he has any control over anything. And if he can push a button and it means the end of everything, well, then so be it. But I also believe that the Muslim influence that's in the world right now, too, what they call the Mahdi, I think, which is the return of Allah or whatever. I don't even know. I haven't really looked into it. But that plays a big part in it, too. They believe that civilization has to be wiped out before they can, you know, their Mahdi can return. Probably need to do a little research on that.
Well, they're destroyers. They do the will of their father, the devil, who steals, who was a liar from the beginning, and he steals, kills, and destroys, and that's what they do. Again, the people in the world seem to be under a spell that they don't see that. Some do, for sure. Some see that there's just death and destruction everywhere they go. That they are not builders of civilizations like is being portrayed in Common Core what was it? One book I saw, the Muslim influence in the founding of the United States, you know, things like that. But because history is being rewritten, these things are being put out there. But if we go back to the base, we go back to what the Bible, you know. Hey, you choose. You've got Jesus Christ, who came to bring life and life abundant, and you've got the enemy who steals, kills, and destroys. And you see what follows along those, those footsteps. God is not going to be
mocked.
Yeah,
when you hear like this year too, or this week too, supposedly the Russia Russian newscasts were warning people to prepare for nuclear war, and they were given direction on where the shelters were and what they needed to bring and what they needed to prepare for and stuff. So, I mean, I guess it's, like Jason says, it's hard to determine, you know, what's exactly going on here, but I really believe it's a warning. God's showing us that, you know, this is how close we came to the annihilation of mankind as we know it. And he doesn't want to destroy. I mean, we read the scriptures last week.
Right.
He doesn't want to kill. He wants people to come to repentance. And, but that doesn't mean he won't kill. And that doesn't mean he won't destroy. And we all know that the promise is that it won't be by flood this time. It'll be by fire. Well, that's what nuclear war is fire, destruction. So, I think it's obviously, just like you read this morning in the scriptures, it's a birth pang, but the birth pangs grow closer and closer, and they grow more and more intense, just like a woman in childbirth. And last night, in my spirit, it was pretty intense. If it didn't cause you to hit your knees and just pray for nothing else but grace and mercy, and for the Lord to remember grace and mercy in his wrath, just as we're told to do, then you probably didn't get the message.
Yeah, agreed to that. And like you said, it is a time of blood sacrifice.
Think about it, it was back in, I think it was November of 2017, that they came out all over Alaska, Anchorage, Fairbanks, were told to, the government was telling people to stash anti-radiation pills to be prepared for to get hit with a nuclear strike. You know, they were, at that point in time, they were saying Kim Jong-un, but, you know, it was thing that I knew all along is that's where Russia would target first. That's our number one main defense against incoming missiles from Russia. So,
yep.
You know, you think about that, but I mean, that was in 2017. That was
six months ago.
They were warning people to be preparing for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We
need to realize too, in the Denver area here where we live, LaPorte, Fort Collins, Denver, we're 90 miles from NORAD. And NORAD is the head, you know, the control center for all of the missile systems, and it's a huge target. So the reality is it's one of the first targets if it does get to that point.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the way that they've got it set up is that would be, in case of nuclear war, that's where the president goes. That's basically the new Washington, D.C.,
Yep, in the mountain, deep in the mountain. Yeah, I actually worked on one of the Air Force bases, and one of the control centers was literally three stories underground. And, yeah, that's probably all I'll say about that right now. So.
Yeah. Well, Remnant, we've got the phone lines open today, 307-745-5913. If you'd like to call in, if you have a comment or a question, and it's the program's Coffee with the Wranglers, coming to you on the Scriptures for America Worldwide Broadcasting Network, broadcasting out on shortwave and internet, audio, satellite, and even to your phone. And then these messages are archived at the website. You can go to scripturesforamerica.org. You can also go to the network website, sfawbn.com, sfawbn.com, and these messages are archived there. I know many that have let us know that they'll do that. They'll go and listen to the archives, download them, and listen to them when they're driving, and if the timing's not right to listen to them there.
Galatians 6, 6 through 8 reminds us to not be deceived. We read that in Matthew. You know, Hosea tells us, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And destruction comes where there is no godly knowledge. The Bible many times says, do not be deceived. Why do you think it says that? Because there's deception out there. Galatians 6, 6 says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. And so, His word is going to, it is true. His prophecies are going to come true. Not what some man says that, oh, the rapture's happening April 23rd. Have you heard that, guys? You know, the world's ending the 23rd. Well, if it does, it's not going to be because this so-called, what's-his-name, is proclaiming it out there. Because the word says no man knows the day or the hour. So if the Bible says that, and some man says, oh, it's on this day, be not deceived. Don't be destroyed for lack of biblical knowledge. Galatians 6.
Yeah, you know.
It just finishes up, says.
One thing.
Well, go ahead, John.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
The last of the verse. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. And we've talked about that applies certainly to each and every one of us personally. Right? As you sow, you will reap. And the people understood this in an agricultural society. If you plant corn, you plant a little bit of corn, you hopefully will get a little bit of corn back. You plant a lot of corn, hopefully you'll get a lot of corn. Well, because as you sow, you will reap. If you don't sow, you won't reap. And that's on the good side, but it's good or bad. As you sow good, you will reap good. As you sow bad, you will reap bad. So, you know, have we been sowing good as a nation in the international community? And here at home, if so, we will reap well if we have sown well. If we have sown bad, we will reap bad. It really is as simple as that. And that applies to whether it's an individual or a nation.
Yeah, I was going to say one of the, at least in my texting and conversations with people, last night as all this was developing, was that the common theme was, had this been the start of World War III, fathers with children, especially men in the 18 to 20 to 21 year, 22 maybe even years old, understand what that means.
Yes.
Most likely.
Yes.
A draft. And that was a common theme last night, and I still maintain, obviously it was the grace of God that got us the situation, at least for now, that we can tell, somewhat diffused, but it's like they put that USS Donald, it's interesting that it's the Donald too, so who started the war? The Donald, right? But anyways, the Donald Cook was basically a sitting duck out there. I mean, the fact that we had one destroyer with no support, obviously we're sending support, but if you look at past wars, right, how many times did we get into a war because of, you know, the sinking of a vessel, a U.S. vessel or a war vessel or whatever it was. And I still maintain that they put that USS Donald Cook out there as a sacrifice, the sacrificial lamb to get us into the war and also meet their blood sacrifice for the month of April. And God thwarted that plan.
Well, John, that would mean that like the old saying, remember the Maine. I think that's what got us into World War I, wasn't it? That the Maine supposedly was bombed and blown up and remember the Lusitania that was put down and then
that's the one I was thinking of.
Let's see, wasn't there it seemed like at the beginning of the Vietnam War that we had a ship that was that was shot at and bombed out at the beginning of the Vietnam War. And we all are familiar with the USS Liberty that was put out, that was bombed and strafed and all but destroyed by Israel at the beginning of the Six-Day War. And so, yeah, you're absolutely right. But see, our people don't know our history anymore. And I don't know it as well as I should. I'll be the first to admit. So I'm not throwing any stones, but these things that have happened. Anybody ever heard of Pearl Harbor? And you know, it was like that was just a cookie that was put out for Santa Claus. It just was put out there, and I like how you brought that in. It does. It seems like that Donald was put out there. It was the only resource in the region, and we had reinforcements en route. They probably had the news report already written up. And our support system just couldn't get there fast enough. And that shows you just how ruthless these enemies of America are. Praise God,
yeah,
those
and, you know,
sons and daughters are still alive this morning, and I'm sure the prayers of the people. I know when you texted me last night, that certainly was the thought that crossed my mind is a draft, and not just young men now, not just young men. They've made that clear.
Well, I think we have to be careful that we don't diminish the power of our prayers, because I know.
Absolutely.
For a fact that there was quite a few men that when they could see the writing on the wall earlier this week, especially when that U.S. as Donald, Cook ended up in the harbor and said that it was in strategic position to fire tomahawks at Syria. There was men that did hit their knees, and there was men that did, cry out and not really knowing how to pray, just pray for grace and mercy for his people. And, I think we need to be careful that we don't diminish that those prayers have power. And maybe it was those prayers that God heard that diminished what was, the enemy's plan for the outcome last night. I believe it was, but.
Amen.
I mean, we've seen time and time again where our pastor would call for prayer and things that almost seemed inevitable were thwarted. So.
Amen to that. The blood sacrifice, it is still that time of the year, you know. April 19th is fast approaching. That's the anniversary of the shot heard around the world there that was fired in Lexington Concord Green that began the war for independence. And we brought out many times all the different events that have happened on that day. I think including Waco and the Oklahoma City bombing. And that is just around the corner.
Yeah, I just got a text from one of our brothers who said, could it be that God is showing that Donald will not be destroyed? Donald Trump, I don't know. You know, I've had mixed feelings regarding President Trump. I think it's almost like in the spiritual warfare when his people who are called by his name are taking this spiritual warfare seriously, and we're praying constantly. I mean, there's no doubt, nobody can dispute the fact that he is president was a miracle, based on the fact that they did everything they could to try to derail his presidency and continue to do everything that they can since the time he was nominated, or even since the time that he looked at to be a threat. So there's no doubt that it was a miracle that he is president and that he's still president and that they haven't taken him out. Those are significant miracles.
Yes.
But do I agree with everything he's done? No, I don't agree with everything he's done. Do I wish he would do some things different? Yes, I do wish he would do some things different. Did he take the right position on this war with Syria? I don't know that. Nobody knows that. But I do know that when you make a threat and you're in a position of power, that I believe that you have to follow through in some form to keep faith.
Yes.
Otherwise, the enemy will walk all over you. That's that. Those things I do believe.
Yes. Absolutely.
You're awful quiet, Jason.
Yeah. I know. It's just one of those things. It's like the most important thing to do is remember to pray.
Yes.
You know.
Absolutely.
Repent.
Yes.
Yep.
And as many people as we can.
There's. You know, everything's went back and forth. You've got spiritual warfare, you've got physical warfare. You know, and it seems like sometimes when people are fighting a spiritual battle, they tend to let their guard up on a physical battle. When they're fighting a physical battle, they tend to let their guard down on a spiritual battle. And I think that there's a good balance there, too, that people need to be aware of, too. And, you know, I mean, time and time again, it's you know, having faith is, you know, one thing. And, you know, I know, and I'm absolutely, you know, not saying that, you know, we don't need to have faith, but a lot of times it's like, you know, your faith and your actions work together. You know, you can believe that God's going to deliver you, but at the same time, it's like, you know, our pastor put out due, for years because he was in that era of people, probably some of the last people, a lot of them are dead and gone now that remember when, it was all over the news, and they had classes at schools, public schools, on preparing and how to survive nuclear warfare. That's been taken out. That's been removed from people's minds, and it's they've got it made up in their mind so much that there's radiation could never touch us here. And you know it's you know being prepared. I mean, so many people that I've talked to, it's you know they just. You know, God's going to save me. And, yeah, I believe he is. But at the same time, if you can see things coming, you need to be prepared for some of these things. I mean, having some water storage put away, having some potassium iodate pills in case we do have nuclear radiation fallout. There's things that a person needs to do that, you know, are just wise, being a wise steward. You're supposed to do it. I think sometimes a lot of people miss that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, Jason. People miss that. That's one of the many things that they've missed. You know, that as you sow, so shall you reap. That we are to not, you know, call evil good and good evil, as Isaiah 5:20 says. Not to be wise in our own eyes, as that continues on. Not to take bribes. You know, to love one another. I mean, the people, they just don't get it. They just don't get it. It's again, the time where people do that which is right in their own eyes. They do whatever what they want to do. And then they'll spend whatever time they have to validate it. You know, whether it's just whatever it is, you know, doing things right in their own eyes. And not going back to the basis, to the word for what's right and what's wrong.
Here's the thing too that we need to remember that our pastor taught us as well is they're masters of deception, and we need to while everybody's got their eyes on what's going on the right side here, we need to be having our peripheral vision not blocked. Is what's going on the left side, because there's a lot of things that are being exposed, just as we've been praying, you know, that the things in the dark would be brought to the light and shouted from the rooftops. And there's high-ranking officials in all of the defense departments, including the CIA, and that the evil deeds that have been done for years are being exposed. And don't think for a minute that they wouldn't get us in a real war, not just a fake war like the movie portrays, but a real war to keep that off the minds of the American people. Or it could be even more diabolical than that, and it may just be what's going on is watch the repeal of the Second Amendment, watch the push for gun control, watch the legislation that's going on behind closed doors to try to disarm the American people, because the globalists cannot have their victory until the American people are disarmed. Now, we all know that that is going to end up in a war before that happens, but I think we have to be careful, because they're masters of deception. They always have been, and we have to make sure that this isn't just another wag the dog episode.
Right. Right. There again, don't be deceived. You know, don't be destroyed for lack of knowledge. Read and pray. You know, pray for wisdom, folks. Pray for discernment. Pray for understanding in what is going on. Because it's a multi-level chess game, that's for sure. That's what our enemy plays. And sometimes we find ourselves, we talk to people, and sometimes it's like, oh, this is a red checker piece, and this is a black checker piece. Oh, okay. And sometimes that's where we find ourselves or some of the remnant at, you know, trying to win a chess match. And in the physical, you can't do it. But spiritually, we've got to remember, we've got that power of God.
Well, and I think that, yeah, like John was saying, that, you know, that there's so many things out there. It's like so much of the time that there's smoke and mirrors. I mean, right now, Senate Bill 185 in Louisiana is, they're trying to get that passed, and they're trying to flip that one through under the radar, so to speak. And that is basically a form of gun control that would allow different municipalities, different cities, different counties go ahead and pass their own gun laws based on what they decide that they want to do, which is another way of saying, okay, yeah, you can ban this, you can ban that, you can stop this purchase, you can stop that purchase. You know, it's a form of, and there's a lot of these things. There's another Senate Bill 491. There's a 5087. You know, they're trying to get a lot of this stuff through, and it's nobody's hearing anything about it.
Yeah, yep. I just found something here that backs up what I was saying too. A couple of the senators are warning. Apparently, just recently, Judge Stephen Reinhart, which I remember hearing that name, of the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, passed away. Be interesting to know the circumstances on that and how old he was, things like that, because that could be an answer to prayer as well. But the fact is, it appears that President Trump has nominated in his place the guy named Bennett, who is notoriously pro-gun control. So what they're warning is to contact your congressman and try to get them to decline his nomination. Because if you remember, it's the Ninth Circuit Court federal judges that have overturned pretty much everything that President Trump's tried to do regarding blocking the invasion, illegal aliens, and several other key points that he ran on. So I think we need to watch that too and keep in prayer. But it lends credibility to the wag the dog theory.
Yes.
It does.
Yes.
Yeah, even Senator Rand Paul, who's, I guess, for the most part, seems to be conservative. Don't know what his religious background is. I want to say that he's Christian, but I'm not sure. Then again, we learned what Christian means, and unless you're a true Jedi, Jesus disciple, you can't claim that title. So he's basically calling for a lot of the high-ranking FBI, CIA, all those people who are basically under indictment to be fired, and if not that, at least have their special clearance removed. I mean, right now, these people that they've proven have committed treason against the country still have access to the most top-secret information. And, you know, when Abomination was in president, it's been proven, too, that there was over, I think, 100 positions in the cabinet and in positions of authority that were Muslim, that, you know, that they brought in there. And we know that our president, Abomination, was a Muslim. So the bottom line is there's no shortage of things to pray for or against.
Amen to that. But you know, prayer is how we draw closer to God. It's certainly one of the ways. And this nation needs to grow closer to God. This nation needs something to pray about. Not that it didn't have plenty to pray about yesterday or the day before, but something in their face. You know, the abominations that are in the land. There's a few people that pray about them, but not the majority. You know, do you think a war where the nation's children, their sons and daughters, are being taken away to and being slaughtered in a war? Do you think that's something that might get the people's attention? Not to mention the killing of those overseas. Well, guys, we're out of time. The hour just goes. So, folks, we'll invite you to church tomorrow. We will start church services at 8:30 Mountain, 9:30 Central, and 10:30 Eastern on the Scriptures for America Worldwide Broadcasting Network. You can join us right there at sfaw.com, scripturesforamerica.org, and click on the live video stream. And we invite you every Sunday. That's what we can do. The choice is up to you. Good Lord willing, we will be there, worshiping our God, fellowshipping with one another, learning from some timeless pulpit truths, seeing things that were spoken of before that are coming true and have come true today. And John, looking forward to your live message. You think this is what you're going to be talking about tomorrow?
Not sure.
Okay.
Got so many thoughts going on right now.
Sure. So folks, come. You can figure it out about the same time we do. I tell you what, it will be a Holy Spirit inspired message. And so we invite you. And of course we will partake of communion, and that we are to do. Remember, there is a makeup Passover day. 30 days after the original. You can read Numbers 9 for that. And that will be May 2nd, so that's coming up before long as well. Well, guys, thanks so much for joining us, Remnant. Hopefully we'll see you at church tomorrow.
Thank you.
Rolling, shake high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, though this country's stolen, keep on rolling over, snake high. Fast and pray together, make them health and forever, knowing the king is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, move them out, head them off, snake high. Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out, ride them out, ride them more, snake high.
Though they're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, move them out, head them off, snake high.
They're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating, barking will be waiting at the end of our ride.